Well, COVID has struck the Euros football tournament and both England and Scotland are in trouble. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Ben. Yeah, we know that Scotland found this new player. He did very well against England last Friday, Billy Gilmour. He has tested positive for coronavirus, so he's out of their must-win crucial game this time tomorrow. He has to self-isolate for 10 days. Now, of course, footballers don't exist entirely in bubbles. They play, they jostle, they hug, and lo and behold, two of his Chelsea teammates, who happen to have been playing for England, not Scotland, were doing a bit of that at the end of the final whistle. And Mason Mount and Ben Chilwell, the two England players concerned, have been told that they too must isolate, although it's not entirely clear if they can or can't play this time tomorrow. It's hardly self-isolating if you spend 24 hours sat on your tod in a darkened room. But such are the way the rules are being skewed and interpreted and probably misinterpreted that we don't know. And also, if the three players have to self-isolate, what about the rest of them? Surely all the players are in it together. Not that I want England and Scotland.
No, but a big question mark over the Euros. And you're right, how do you guess what's going to happen next? It's a bit like someone who contacted me earlier asking me about border closures in June. Well, I don't know what's going to be happening this weekend, let alone, we're in June now. I think they were asking about August. It's hard to know what's going to be happening a week away, let alone a month away. Now, Adam, Stonehenge, always a mysterious place, but some people have been causing a bit of trouble there.
Yeah, well, they've done this for about the last 40 years, ever since they put up some fences around Stonehenge. And I remember as a child, you could walk up to the stones and touch them. Unfortunately, some people did a bit more than touch them, so they put the fences up, and then one thing begats another. So every year, a load of druids and hippies and witches and wizards and warlocks and weirdos turn up at Stonehenge to welcome in the summer solstice sunrise, and it is the longest day of the year here, so that's what they did at dawn today, even though they've been told stay away, not because they might damage the stones, but for COVID reasons. They still turned up because it was inevitable. A, Druidry, a.k.a. paganism, is apparently the fastest-growing religion in the UK, even outstripping Jediism. And B, a bunch of hippie nutcases are always going to test the long arm of the law, aren't they?
Did you say wizards, warlocks and weirdos?
I did.
Yes.
And I wondered if I should hesitate before the weirdos. But
not at all. Not at all. We concur. You have a good one. We'll catch up tomorrow.
Cheers, Ben.
There you go. Wizards, warlocks and weirdos. Adam Gilchrist has got it all from London.